of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The jungle camp of the Ghost of Java Seas, Harvey Brent, had settled for the night when Shanghai Lil, glancing from her window, saw the camp's native sentry crushed to earth by a small band of wild men who came swiftly and silently through the tall grass. Lil screamed, but it was too late. The overpowering of the sentry was the signal for attack, and suddenly the clearing was alive with smooth brown bodies darting toward the helpless camp. Jungle Jim, the leader of the attack, broke through the big thatch door and with the natives at his side strode into the sleeping quarters of Harvey Brant.
Who is it? Smithers, what is all this?
Shut up.
What is it? Who are you?
Someone you haven't seen in a long time.
You're a ghost. Smithers, help!
Shut up, Brant.
If you're the ghost of Jim Bradley...
You'll find out if I'm a ghost if you don't keep your hands over your head. Where's your lantern?
That dresser.
Good.
Jungle Jim Bradley.
In the flesh, Brant. Now, if you'll drag your worthless carcass out of bed.
What is this? What does it all mean? All these natives. What's the matter? What's the idea?
Just thought we'd pay a little friendly call, is all.
Oh, you mean it's all a joke?
What do you think?
A lie. I can't figure it out. I thought you were...
We're dead? Go ahead and say it.
Well, when we got the report in Singapore that the Manchu that was lost in the bad storm...
Did your men think the Manchu, Brant?
My men? Oh, you've got me all wrong, Jim.
Don't waste any lies on me, Brant. Where's Lee Wong's ship?
The Manchu?
Don't stall.
Why, it was lost. I came down to look for it.
You ought to be able to find it. Your men probably saw it last.
Oh, you got me all wrong, Jim.
You thought I was dead.
Well, we haven't had word from anyone aboard the Manchu. We had given everyone up as lost.
Listen, Brant, I don't believe you. It sounds fishy, but it could be true. There was a storm in the Java Sea a couple of days after Kolo and I left the Manchu. It could have sunk, but... Until I get a lot better proof than your word, you're my prisoner.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You can talk pretty hard with that bunch of spears behind you. But I don't like to be accused of sinking a friend's ship and drowning a whole crew, and I don't see any reason why I should be called a prisoner and treated like a dog just because you happen to have a bad opinion of an innocent man.
So what?
Now, let's face this thing sensibly. Call off these sideshow exhibits. Send them back to their village. Take a room here with us, and when we've completed our search for the Manchu... We'll all go back to Singapore.
We'll all? Who's here?
Why, Kolo is with you, I assume.
Who's here?
Oh, an old friend of yours. Shanghai Lil.
Shanghai? What's she doing here?
Why, she's looking for the Manchu, too. She was anxious about you. Let's go in and see her, Jim. She'll be glad to know.
So Lil is here.
Let's go in and see her.
Stay where you are.
Now, wait a minute. I don't like this taking orders.
You don't?
No, I don't. I can appreciate your feelings, and I'm not going to make any fuss over this rather unwarranted breaking in, but...
But what?
Enough is enough. This is my camp. I'm running it, and I don't feel obliged to prove I'm innocent of some absurd crime of which you accuse me. And if this foolishness doesn't stop, I shall be tempted to make you awfully sorry for this wholly uncalled-for affair.
Is that a threat?
A most polite one, considering the humiliation.
Well, Brant, all I...
One, Jim.
Kolo.
Yes, one. I look for you. Missy Lil is here. Ask for you.
Hi. Hello, Kolo. Can't you pound some sense in the head of your boss here? He's getting himself in a bad spot.
Missy Lil wants see you, Tuan. You go. Kolo pound sense in head of Brant.
Oh, no. He wants you to pound my head, Kolo. Now, look, Kolo. You take charge here. Don't let Brant...
Are you crazy, Jim? Let me go and talk to Lil with you. She'll prove what I said.
I'll talk to her.
Oh, let me go with you.
Don't you move from where you are.
Oh, since when do I take orders from
you? If you move...
Why, you...
Kolo. Kolo, don't. No more. You might hurt him.
I pound sense.
Oh, he's out.
He wake up. Much more sense. Missy Lil wait one through door.
Okay. Keep your eyes on Brant. And get those natives outside guarding the camp.
Yes, it's one.
Jim. Is it really you? Oh, darling. I thought Brant had killed you.
I swore I'd get him for it.
I had a sneaking suspicion you were in on this case.
Oh, Jim.
But I never expected to find you here.
Let me pinch myself to be sure I'm not dreaming.
What do you mean, Brandt killed me? Why should he kill me?
I don't understand.
He swears we're friends. He says he come down here to hunt for the SS Manchu. He said it was lost in a storm.
Oh, you didn't believe those lies.
Almost, for a minute. There was a storm. After we left the Manchu, a regular typhoon.
You left the ship? They didn't know. They thought you went down with it.
In the storm.
The Manchu didn't go down in a storm. Brandt's men, Smith and Lester.
The two we caught down by the hangar?
Yeah. They sank it with a torpedo.
Oh, now it all matches up. All but one thing.
What?
You. Why did you come down here?
Well, I knew you were down here somewhere, Jim, and somehow, ever since we cleaned up that gang of Chinese warlords together, I've had a soft spot in my heart for you.
Thanks, Lil. I thought that was all off once.
When?
When I got a box, supposedly from you. I didn't think you really sent it.
What was in it?
A cobra.
Oh.
It's okay, Lil. It was just a pick of Brandt's. He'd do anything to win.
He told me you were at the bottom of the Java Sea.
And from the amazed look on his face when I walked into his sleeping quarters, I think he thought I was.
I'm sure he did. I did too, Jim. And I decided to trap Brand if it took the rest of my life.
You're all right, Lil. What we do with him now?
How would these little fellas you brought like to play with him?
They're pretty rough, Lil.
That's what I was thinking.
I hope I'm never your captive, Lil. You don't have any too much pity.
Not for Brand.
What do you say we take him back to Singapore?
In his own plane.
Yeah. Lee Wong has quite a bit to settle with him.
I guess he has.
Well, how soon could you start?
Anytime. Why?
Well, these natives, they're cannibals, Lil. They're all right now, but if they saw you, or if they decided to take matters in their own hands with Brandt and his men, well, there's nothing on earth that could stop them.
I see. Well, Smithers and Brandt were warming up the monoplane a while ago. It's ready to take off.
Say, that's perfect.
What'll we do?
Well, look, Lil. Have you any men's clothes around?
Sure, some slacks and everything.
Well, I change into them. And then you can slip down to the hangar without being noticed.
Uh-huh.
Taxi the ship out ready to take off. I'll get Colo, we'll tie up Brandt, and get him into the cabin. Then before they know what's happened, we'll be gone.
Oh, it's like old times, Jim.
Almost, isn't it, huh?
Would be if you'd... Oh, kiss me. You don't know how happy I am.
We're not out of this yet.
Kiss me or I won't move.
I can't, honey. I'm engaged.
You're what?
I'm engaged. Now hurry up and change and get that plane out. I'm going to fix things with Colo. Well, you got rid of the native. Good.
Yes, all but chief. He come in, go out, come in.
The chief? I was afraid of that. Listen, is Brandt still out?
No, he come too. But Colo tie him first.
You're a genius, Colo. Now here's what we have to do. Lil is changing clothes. Then she's going down to the hangar and get out the monoplane. Lil and I are going to take Brandt back to Singapore.
Brandt tied up all right.
And I'm going to leave you here to guard the other prisoners. Don't let any of the natives get at them. There's some old scores to settle, and they may get a little too rough.
Colo fix things, maybe.
I'm leaving it to you.
Here come chief. What he carrying?
That's the dress. That's the dress Lou just had. I wonder if...
He say he find dress on chair. Where is girl?
Oh, no, she got away. Tell him the dress is for his daughter.
Yes. He surak nong no sula mapongawa.
Kunu nong sula paman.
You want to know if it's a wedding dress.
Wedding dress?
Remember what I promised him, Tuan, if he help us capture Brandt.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Colo.
Tuan say promise anything.
All right, yes. Tell him it's her wedding dress. Tell him I'm going into the plane to get a lot more dresses.
Tuma surak nong no wala subo. Timyo. Nala sila ming koru.
Komunu sila ming. O sayapo. Sayaso.
You want to know if Tuan come back in day or two?
Sure, anything.
Oh, you sonong.
Here's the plane. Let's get Brandt out, Colo. Here. You take him out.
All right.
I'll hurry on out and be sure the plane is all set.
Yes, you want.
Everything okay, Lil? Plenty of gas?
All tanks full. Where's Brandt?
Colo's bringing him.
I almost got caught by one of those natives of yours.
The chief. He asked about you. Oh, here they come. Stay inside the cabin. Let's take no chances.
Who are you engaged to?
A brunette. Now get back inside.
You're going to pay for this, Jim Bradley. Why, this is kidnapping.
Oh, hold him up, Colo. His arms are tied.
Thank you.
That's it. Now, get him in. Stay there.
You're going to pay for this.
Everything's set? Kolo, I hate to leave you here.
Kolo, all right.
Well, what are we going to do about the door?
Kolo give chief lot presents. Maybe he forget marriage.
Yes, but what if he doesn't?
Then maybe Kolo have to marry for Tuan.
You go?
Maybe so.
Kolo, you smart dog, you. I'll bet you've been thinking of that all along. Now, don't tell me you're in love.
Kolo take care himself.
Well, are we going or not?
Sure, we're going. I was just congratulating Kolo. He's engaged.
Engaged?
To my brunette. Okay for Singapore.
And so Jungle Jim and Lil take off with Harvey Brant captive in his own monoplane, and the slim craft heads toward Singapore. What will happen in the jungle camp with Kolo and the cannibals holding Smithers and Lefty and the rest of Brant's men captives? In the monoplane, trouble may start with Brant desperately trying to escape, and Lil, the strange foe and friend of both men. You have just been listening to a radio adaptation of the adventures of Jungle Jim, based on the full-color action pictures in this week's Comic Weekly, the comic supplement which is part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Follow the thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim, the exciting activities of Flash Gordon, and the humorous escapades of the Katzenjammer Kids, also Jigs and Maggie, the Little King, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, and other family favorites in the Comic Weekly. Every week, the Comic Weekly brings you the world's largest selection of full-color comics and adventure stories. Entertainment and amusement for all the family. Reserve your Hearst Sunday newspaper today. Your news dealer or carrier boy will gladly take your order. And next week, be sure to tune in on the adventures of Jungle Jim on the same station at the same time.